His first RBI of the game sends home Dom Jacoby from third base. And it makes it 5-0 Madison here in the top of the sixth. Up at the plate now, Liam Moreno, who is yet to be retired. He's 1-for-1 with two walks. And Moreno, the right-handed hitting left fielder for Madison, has a runner on first with two away. First pitch, north of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Moreno walked back in the fifth inning and in the third inning. Singled in the second. 1-0 count, fouled back to make it 1-1. And Frank Gallegos trying to keep the strong bullpen session going. Jack Wiesinger didn't allow a run, going three up, three down in the fourth inning. And Gallegos has allowed just the one run and trying to go through two innings. 1-1 count on the way on the outside corner, called strike number two. 1-2 the count. And the Rafters still in this game, but going to need that offense to get rolling. They have really been stifled offensively over the past couple of games. 1-2 count coming home. It's outside. Snap throw back to first. Tag applied, but not in time. And it's now a 2-2 count to Moreno. And Nick Adrian has tried that snap throw a few times this year, but still yet to get the call on the tag. He's been close plenty of times. It's just so difficult to make that play, though. 2-2 count coming home, outside for ball number three, and it's a full count to Moreno. He really wanted to swing at that one, so I'm kind of lean into it in order to avoid the swing. And so still a 3-2 count. On the way home, it is high for ball number four, and the third walk of the game for Liam Moreno. The fifth walk issued by Brent Gallegos, and with that, it will end his outing. So Brent Gallegos coming out of the game as he's got two men on and two away in the top of the sixth inning. And the new pitcher coming into the game for the Rafters looks like it's going to be Jafet Martinez. We'll introduce you to him when we come back. Quick break here and more Rafters baseball on WFHR after this.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
New pitcher into the game, Jafet Martinez. And Martinez trying to stay amped up as he always is off and on the field and coming in for Brent Gallegos. This is certainly a situation where you kind of want to be ready to go. Runners on first and second with only two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Rafters down 5-0. It's certainly a game where you can come back from that deficit, but they're going to need a lot to be able to get back into this one. and hoping that the momentum that they need can come from Jafet Martinez. You know, a lot of times you look at pitchers in the game and you can get momentum, obviously, from shutout innings, but you really get them from strikeouts and double plays. And that's what you're hoping for. You're not going to get a double play in this situation because you've already got two outs, but Martinez, a guy that can certainly strike out batters. First pitch to Carson Hansen, misses outside for ball number one. And so, with Martinez coming into the game, Gallegos comes out having allowed only one run, but he has two inherited runners on the base paths. Jafet Martinez back out for another appearance for the Rafters. He's had plenty of time on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 count, called in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count, and Martinez, he is currently in the transfer portal and looking for a new home, but this past season with Alabama State, not too bad for him, and looking to prove himself here as a reliever in the Northwoods League. 1-1 count, hit out towards left field on the run back. The left fielder, Clayton, it's over his head and bounces off the warning track off the wall. Here comes the runner around third. The throw on the way, no, it's going to stay in the glove of Hayden Carlson. A two RBI double for Carson Hansen, and he clears the bases here in the top of the sixth. 7-0, the Mallards lead. And not the way that Martinez wanted to see that first plate appearance go. Carson Hansen, a huge hit on that one, and absolutely smoked, and just shy of going over the wall. If it wasn't such a line drive, probably could have left the ballpark. But instead, runner on second base with two outs in the top of the sixth, 7-0, the Mallards lead. First pitch on the way to MJ Sweeney, misses for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and, well, I was talking a little bit with Martinez, and like I mentioned, man, he's always such an upbeat guy out there and trying to work through some of the tough situations that he's been put into out of the bullpen. The 1-0 count there is called for a strike to make it 1-1, and Sweeney, the left-handed hitting first baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup, so works in favor of Sweeney. Martinez on the year, a 4.82 ERA entering this game with 18 and two-thirds innings pitched. This is his 15th appearance for the Rafters this season. So he's had plenty of time on the mound, like I said. Just a 1.66 whip. I mean, it's a little bit higher than maybe you would have hoped for, but not too bad. 12 strikeouts in those 18 and two-thirds innings. His last time out was phenomenal. Going back to Lakeshore here at Witter Field, closed it out with a two-inning save. 1-1 count on the way home on the outside edge, called for strike number two. Now a 1-2 count, and in that game against Lakeshore, two innings pitched, just one hit allowed, one walk as well. That was his first save of the season as well. 1-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. And that gets us out of the sixth inning. However, damage was done. Three runs come across for the Mallards on one hit. There was one error, and the Mallards left just one on base. We head to the bottom of the sixth, Rafters down 7-0 here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine, wanting you to race. Now, at first, you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. In reality, strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Howdy do, welcome in Kadu Lanou into Witter Field here at Wisconsin Rapids, where the Rafters host the Madison Mallards. Well, in case you didn't understand what I was saying right there, I was saying the name of the new pitcher coming into the game for the Madison Mallards. It's Elliot Kadu Lanou, maybe my favorite name in the Northwoods League, and new pitcher into the game for the Mallards. And Kadu Lanou comes in as a reliever for Michael Yeager, who went shutout baseball over his five innings of work. And Lanou, the left-handed pitcher, misses his first two pitches to Hayden Carlson here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 7-0 Mallards. And the Rafters still trying to get back into the win column. They've lost their last two in a row, trying not to make it 3-2-0 count on the way. Makes it a swing and a miss from Carlson, 2-1 the count. Carlson up at the plate, he's 1-for-1 after he singled in the second inning. He was also hit by a pitch in the fourth. That was his last time up. Has a 2-1 count here. Pitch on the way home, it's outside for ball number 3. 3-1 the count. And Kadu Lanou, he has a quick fastball. Moves at mid-90s, 94 miles an hour on that last one. Throws with a ton of speed as a left-handed pitcher, as this one is hit out in the air towards right field, but not hard enough. The right fielder, Carson Hansen, underneath it and makes the catch for out number one. One up, one down in the sixth inning, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. And Kobayashi, the right-handed hitting right fielder for the Rafters, and well, still trying to stay hot. It took him a little bit to find his groove. Started off really hot the first couple of games for the Rafters, but then entered a bit of a cold spell. More recently, about the past week or so, maybe 2 weeks, he's been back in the flow as he swings and misses at the first pitch. He had a double back in the fourth inning, although the Rafters still scoreless, and it's shocking, all honestly. I mean, the fact that the Rafters have yet to score this game, they've had so many opportunities. 0-2 the count now to Kobayashi, and it's fouled back to keep it 0-2. The Rafters with two runners on base this game. They are 1-for-7. The one single, though, that they had was back in the fifth inning and ended the inning, because the runner going from second to third, Junior Barajas, tried making it on the way home, but was thrown out at the plate. Ball down the right field line, reaching foul. It will hit in that territory. And still an 0-2 count, as Kobayashi tries to stay hot. He did have a hit streak that was going on for a while, got it up to 6 games, but recently had that snapped, as this one misses for ball number 1. So 1-2 the count. Kobayashi's 6-game hit streak was ended back on July 4th. However, yesterday for Kobayashi, also 0-for-2, but he reached base twice on walks, as this one is fouled away, and Kobayashi is staying alive at the plate. And this is what you love to see from him, is that confidence to keep fighting up there. This will be pitch number 7 of the plate appearance. He's only seen one ball. 1-2 count. That's ball number two. Now 2-2, and eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. So Kobayashi certainly sticking around up there. Not going to be an easy out for Kadu Lanou. Pitch from the left-hander is hit over towards shortstop. Picked up off the ground. Throw over to first. Got him in time. 6-3 on the putout. And it's two up, two down in the sixth inning for Kadu Lanou. Brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with nobody on and two outs in the bottom of the sixth. The Rafters still held scoreless. They were held scoreless into the seventh inning of yesterday's game. And then it was Junior Barajas who had the two-run homer to finally get the Rafters onto the scoreboard. But those were their only runs of the game. And Nick Adrian up at the plate swings and misses at the first pitch for strike number one. The Rafters in the second, third, fourth, and fifth innings, all four of those innings, they had at least two runners on base. 0-1 count outside for ball number one. And despite this, still not able to score as Nick Adrian has a 1-1 count. Rafters, eight runners left on base without a run coming across. They have out-hit the Mallards 7-6, but the Mallards lead 7-0 as the 1-1 count drops in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and Adrian 0-2 in the game. He grounded out 5-3 back in the fourth inning. Struck out swinging in the second as that pitch misses outside for ball number two. A 2-2 count. And the Rafters trying to pump it up as that song plays over the PA system. Great choice of song. 2-2 count. Oh, man, what a breaking ball. My goodness. Kadu Lanou got that one in on Nick Adrian, called strike three. Looked like it was missing the entire way up until the very end. And it ends with a three up, three down, sixth inning for the Rafters. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We head to the seventh. It's 7-0 Mallards here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And Jafet Martinez back out to work here in the top of the seventh inning. The Rafters down 7-0 on the scoreboard, and Martinez came in to relieve Brent Gallegos back last inning. And, well, Gallegos, his line now final after that inning is over. Even though he had inherited property, it did come home to score on the line of Gallegos. So Martinez unable to keep the inherited runners on, but now a fresh slate here in the top of the seventh inning, and Will Johannes up at the plate takes the first pitch for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Martinez back in that sixth inning allowed a double to the first batter he saw, Carson Hansen, as this one is a check swing but fouled back to bring it 1-1. MJ Sweeney, the second batter that he saw, though, struck him out swinging and kept that runner on second base to end the inning. Now up, he's going to try and get three outs here. Martinez has been able to go a couple of innings in the games that he pitches as the 1-1 count is taken for strike number two. However, for Martinez, his longest appearance of the season is just two innings. We would see if he comes back out for the eighth inning if he's able to get through this one, but a foul ball just past third base remains there, and now a 1-2 count still. Will Johannes, 0-2 in the game, still looking for that first hit. And well, for the Rafters right now, I'm not sure what it is against Johannes, but they've had him figured out. 1-2 count. I thought for sure he was about to get a hit right there. I tell you what, realized as soon as I said that, usually it's a jinx. Not quite. But the pitch did miss high. Now 2-2 the count. And as I had imagined, the Rafters are warming up a new pitcher, Tony Torres, as a check swing comes here from Johannes and gets a swing and a miss for strike number three. Back-to-back Ks for Jafet Martinez. And it brings Jordy Lopez up to the plate with one out and nobody on in the top of the seventh. 7-0, the Mallards lead. And the Rafters trying to keep this rolling along. And, well, this is what I said back in that sixth inning. The way to get that offense pumped up is with some strikeouts. And Martinez delivering so as that first pitch to Jordy Lopez is in there for strike number one. However, you really got to show off against the top of the order, which is what you're doing right here with Jordy Lopez. 0-1 count to Lopez, high grounder towards the right side, picked up by Martinez. He'll flip it over to first, and it's a 1-3 put out for out number two. Martinez was really hustling right there. Showed off some good speed on that play and got the flip over to first. Two outs here in the top of the seventh inning, and Martinez has retired the last three batters that he's faced. And so Martinez, even though he did allow the inherited runners to score, his ERA going to continue to drop here. And for relievers, it's always a little bit tougher to judge ERA. And the first pitch on the way to Dom Jacoby is in there for strike number one. And will Jafet Martinez entering this game with inherited runners, he had allowed only two of the 10 inherited runners that he'd had to score, as the 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. That was a very good line. You think about it, if you come in with the bases loaded and nobody out, you're expecting at least one of them to come across to score. Maybe two, as this one is grounded over towards second base. Picked up by Harper. He snow cones it, throws it to first, and what a pick by Junior Barajas. My goodness. 4-3 on that putout, and it gets us through the seventh. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
All right, well, the fans are letting them hear it right now. They're getting into that seventh inning stretch. Everyone having a good time out here at Witter Field, but that Rafters offense right now, they got to join in on the fun. Let's get things rolling along here. Bottom of the seventh inning, down 7-0, and Rafters, they have shown the ability to put up runs late in games, and, well, let's get into that point in time. Bottom of the seventh, and it'll be up to Royce Clayton Jr. to get the offense started. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder. You look at the game for the Rafters, they've been able to get base runners most innings. However, sixth inning, they went down 1-2-3 for the only time since the first, as that pitch misses low for ball number one. And Elliot Cadieux-Lanou, what a first inning for him. However, Cadieux-Lanou is now out of the game as the 1-0 count is popped straight back and out of play. 1-1 the count. And hands it off to Drayton Liu. So from Cadieux-Lanou to Liu. How do you do? 1-1 the count. Once again, fouled back by Royce Clayton Jr. Now a 1-2 count, and Clayton, 0-2 in the game. He's grounded out both of his plate appearances so far. He'll be followed by Carson McIntyre and Eric Harper. That's who's due up in the bottom of the seventh. 1-2 count, misses well outside and gets away from Johannes. Now a 2-2 count. The Rafters had a strikeout, a groundout, and a flyout in the sixth inning. Fifth inning, though, they had three hits and a hit by pitch, but weren't able to score. 2-2 count, high and away for ball number three, now 3-2, and that's just what it's felt like this game for the Rafters. They've had so many opportunities and not able to bring them around on. In the fourth inning, they had two runners left on base. Same with the third and the second, as this one is hit out well towards center field on the run back. Lopez, he's all the way at the warning track, but he makes the catch for out number one. Man, Royce Clayton Jr. got a bunch of that baseball, but deep out towards center field, it was not angled towards the right part in order to get it to drop. And so now one up, one down in the seventh inning brings up the top of the card with Carson McIntyre. Bases empty here at Witter Field. One away, and the Rafters down 7-0. Pitch on the way home to McIntyre. It is outside, called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Eric Harper is on deck. But we'll get to see him next at the plate. McIntyre from Oregon State swings and misses at a pitch inside for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count, and McIntyre 1-3 in the game. Grounded out 4-3 back in the fifth inning. Sent one over towards second base, and it was a simple flip over to first as the 1-1 count misses inside for ball number two. Now, prior to that, he singled back in the third inning. It was the one-out single that he had. He's got one out here. Trying to get on base again. 2-1 count, check swing, but hardly moved at all as it misses away for ball number three. 3-1 the count, and McIntyre 1-3 in the game. And you look at the game yesterday for the Rafters, he did not play as this one is popped foul and out of play. 3-2 the count. McIntyre has had a couple of off days for the Rafters here, so hopefully he's going to be well-rested and ready to go. Playing in just his third game for Wisconsin Rapids. Entered this one batting 286. 3-2 count. This one's hammered out towards center field on the run. Lopez, he's at the warning track and slows down to make the catch. Another well-hit ball towards center field, but Jordy Lopez is getting his workout in. A little bit of cardio, never hurt anyone. I guess it has hurt the rafters here, so that's not entirely true. Thanks to the cardio of Jordy Lopez, rafters not getting any hits to drop for them, and it brings up Eric Harper to the plate. First pitch to him misses inside. Well, he got a little bit of cardio earlier today. Harper was on base twice and was able to extend a error into an extra base back in the fifth inning. Back in the third inning, he also stole second base. 1-0 count, misses away for ball number two. 2-0 the count. So Harper's been active on the base paths, and he's been on twice, a single and a walk. Trying to get on for the third time today. 2-0 count coming home, misses in the dirt for ball number three. 3-0 to Harper. Junior Barajas is on deck, and Barajas, the left-handed hitting first baseman, so you get to switch sides of the plate. You go from a right-handed hitter to a left-handed hitter, which will make it a little bit more difficult on the pitcher up there. Righty on the mound, Drayton Liu, and a little bit more about Drayton Liu. Comes from St. Cloud State as that pitch misses inside. Four-pitch walk to Eric Harper, so he's on base for the third time this game. And even still looking for that first run as Keaton Fenn is warming up in the bullpen for the Mallards. And Fenn going to be looking forward to getting into next game, or next inning, I should say. We'll see how long Drayton Liu ends up going, though. Liu, the right-handed pitcher, brings this one home, and it's popped to the left side of the infield, reaching back into foul territory, and it should reach out of play. It does. Bounces off a table up there on the rat trap. And now an 0-1 count. Junior Barajas up. He's kept his hit streak alive. It's up to six games, thanks to his hit that he had back in the fifth inning. He's 1-for-3 on the afternoon, but he does not have that extra base hit yet. He has an extra base hit in four of his five games entering today. No extra base hit in game number six, though. 0-1 count. One's a little high for ball number one. 1-1 count. And what I want to see from Barajas is just to let one go here. Oh, man, that would be huge. And not just to give this crowd something to get excited for, but for the rest of the team. 1-1 count, misses outside, 2-1. And, you know, you look at the score 7-0, and a lot of times that would get you not feeling very good about the game. But from what I've seen from this team, they can get explosive out of nowhere. And Barajas sends this one into deep right field. Booyah! Oh, yeah! Third home run of the season for Junior Barajas. Exactly what I said I wanted him to do. The two-run shot makes it 7-2 here in the seventh inning. Oh, man. Junior Barajas, I was talking about those extra base hits. Well, he gets another one. His fifth game with an extra base hit, and he's only played in six. That one was absolutely smoked. 101 miles an hour off the bat, an estimated 402 feet to right field. My goodness, Junior Barajas is an absolute monster right now. Follows up his seventh inning homer from yesterday's game with a seventh inning homer from today's game. 7-2 the score now, and that's what I'm saying. You just got to get yourself a little bit of momentum, and now the Rafters, they're feeling it and hoping for Matt and Akko to keep things rolling along. The first pitch to him, a swing and a miss, makes it an 0-1 count. Akko, the right-handed hitting DH, up for the fourth time this game. 0-2 count, misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 to Akko, and Akko You talk about that seventh inning of last game where the Rafters had a runner on and then Barajas sent one over the wall. This pitch misses high for ball number two, a 2-2 count. And Akko was the batter to follow Barajas. He doubled in the seventh inning of yesterday's game. Barajas, homers, just like yesterday. Will history repeat itself? 2-2 count, misses inside, 3-2. And hey, you don't need a double in this situation. What you need is base runners. You need things to keep rolling along for the Rafters to continue to feel that momentum. Make it so that it's not just a one-batter thing. 3-2 count. That one is going to miss far inside, and that hits him. Oh, man. That did not look comfortable. So Akko going to run on down to first. Second time he's been hit by a pitch this game. He was hit by a pitch back in the fifth inning. And hey, the Rafters, three straight base runners against Drayton Liu. And hello, Drayton Liu, is what Donnie Hudson will say as he walks on out to the mound. And I say hello, Drayton Liu. Goodbye, Drayton Liu, as he steps out of the game. Pitching mound visit is going to take him from the game. Call to the bullpen, and with that, that means we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break. This is Rafters Baseball. It's 7-2 Madison as we're here in the bottom of the seventh. Rafters looking to get a rally going when we return here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Kareem Arusovic going to lead off against the new pitcher for the Madison Mallards as Matt and Akko got hit by a pitch back in the seventh inning, and that ended Drayton Liu's outing. Keaton Fenn, the new pitcher in the game for the Mallards, and first pitch on the way, misses for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Orusevic, he has been pretty strong in his first game as a Rafter. 2-for-3, both on singles, 1-0 count in there on the lower part of the zone for strike number one. 1-1 the count. And Orusevic singled back in the fifth inning. He lined out to center field on a very well-hit ball, but just tracked down by Jordy Lopez. He's had a lot of work out there in center field, by the way. 1-1 count outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Arusevic singled back in the second inning as well. So still looking for that extra base hit, but hey, if you're able to get hits any way that you're able to do that, fine by me. 2-1 count on the way. Misses low for ball number three. Now a 3-1 count to Arusevic. Runner still on first base is Madden Akko. Hasn't really threatened to take off at all, and Akko has struggled a little bit on the stolen base attempts this season. 3-1 count on the way home. This one's hit up the middle. That gets into center field. Hit number three in the debut game for Arusevic. And Madden Akko back towards second base as he rounded it a little bit and the throw came in, but he's back in plenty of time. And the Rafters have had four straight runners reach base here in the eighth inning. Well, they have enjoyed the bullpen from the Mallards. After Michael Yeager went five scoreless innings, they turned to the staff out of the pen. Drayton Liu struggled in his appearance and handed it off to Keaton Fenn. And, well, Kareem Arusevic on the first plate appearance he saw against the new pitcher, it was a single up the middle. First pitch to Hayden Carlson now, taken inside for ball number one. 1-0 count. Dangerous spot here. And Carlson trying to keep this rally going. Rafters scored two runs in the bottom of the seventh already thanks to the no-doubt shot from Junior Barajas as the 1-0 is in there for strike number one. 1-1 the count. Flew out to right field his last time up. Wasn't a poorly hit ball, but you're not going to get too much power when you go opposite field. Right-handed hitter here. It's a righty-righty matchup. Looking back towards second. 1 second on the pitch clock, and he brings it home just in time, but misses high, and it's a ball anyways. 2-1 the count. And with Hiroto Kobayashi on deck, the Rafters hoping to keep that offense rolling. Down 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh. And we're down 7-0 entering the inning. 2-1 count. A little bit south of the zone for ball number three, and it's now a 3-1 count. Carlson has had his fair share of moments for the Rafters already in his Wisconsin Rapids career. Entered this game batting .375. He's 1-for-2 on this game. 3-1 count on the way home. It's popped up right side of the infield, though, and with two outs, the runner's going. It's in foul territory, but it is caught by the first baseman Sweeney for out number three. So the Rafters, two runs on the two hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left two on base. So we head to the eighth inning. Rafters down 7-2, and hoping to keep it at that as Jafet Martinez gets back to work here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning coming your way here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks for joining in with us as we get back to work. Jafet Martinez still out there on the mound for the Rafters, and the right-hander has thrown just 18 pitches through an inning and a third. He's going to try and go for a season-long performance. Most innings pitched in a game was two innings. He's done so several times as the first pitch to Mikey Bell misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 count, and Martinez came in to relieve Brent Gallegos, and I realized I never gave you his line. He went 1 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs. All 3 were earned as Bell fouls this one back, 1-1 the count. Gallegos allowed 1 hit, 5 walks, 1 strikeout. Didn't hit a batter with a pitch, no balks, no wild pitches. Faced 11 batters and threw 53 pitches before handing it off to Martinez. So a 1-1 count to Mikey Bell now. It's a righty-righty matchup. It'll be Bell, Rogers, and Hamilton due up in the top of the eighth for the Mallards. 1-1 count on the way home. Ripped into left field down the line. It stays fair. And here goes Bell. He stays at first, though, after rounding. And probably a good idea as the throw came in. And a leadoff single for Mikey Bell puts him on first base with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Still a 5-run Mallards lead, and brings up to the plate Daniel Rogers, who, well, he has been hitting the baseball so well for this Madison team, and left-handed hitter. We already saw a home run leave the park over that right field wall earlier as he swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. However, that was from Junior Barajas. Daniel Rogers going to look to follow suit. Rogers, 4 home runs on the season. But against the Rafters, 0. 0-1 the count as the pitch comes home. This one is ripped over towards right center field, and that will get down. Bounces in front of Kobayashi. He's unable to field it cleanly. Throw comes into second, and it's going to be a double for Daniel Rogers. Man, this guy, call him Steve Rogers, the way that he's looking out here. Captain America, he's got super strength or something. Daniel Rogers, 2-for-3 on the game. He's been retired just one time. He went 3-for-4 in the game yesterday, or 3-for-5, I should say, and that was a bad outing for him. He's still batting over 700 on the season. First pitch on the way now to Davis Hamilton is in there, called for strike number 1, an 0-1 count. And, I mean, to bat over 700 across 5 games is incredible. I mean, to do so against really 3 games is great to do, but to do it over 5, and that's something that you don't see all the time, as that pitch misses outside for ball number 1, a 1-1 count. Rogers looking like maybe the best hitter in the Northwoods League right now. Nothing too much Martinez could do about it. 1-1 the count as Martinez looks over towards third base. Runners on second and third. Nobody out in the top of the eighth. Grounded over towards first. Gets on by into right field. Here comes one run. Here comes the other. Now rounding for second base. It's a 2-RBI double for Davis Hamilton. And 3 straight hits for the Mallards have them up 9-2 in the top of the eighth. Well, unfortunately, there goes the momentum that the Rafters had entering the inning. And, man, just an unfortunate way for this one to go, as felt like Jafet Martinez had a good shot to come out here and pitch deeper into the game, but not quite going to, it appears, do so, as the first pitch on the way to Liam Moreno is taken for ball number 1. Liam Moreno has yet to be retired this game. 1-for-1 with 3 walks. His last 3 plate appearances have all been walks, and he's already got a 1-0 count in this one. Runner on second base with nobody out in the top of the eighth inning, and the 1-0 misses low and away for ball number 2. 2-0 the count. 9-2, the Mallards lead here in the eighth. Martinez looks back towards second a couple of times, stares back there, now brings the pitch home, and check swing. Did he go after the pitch is called a ball? No, he didn't. So now a 3-0 count to Moreno, and you know what? I have a hot take here. I don't think he's going to swing. I don't think he's going to swing on a 3-0 count after he's drawn 3 consecutive walks in his previous plate appearances. But we'll see if I'm wrong. 3-0 count here. He wasn't going to swing. It was taken right across the middle for strike number 1. And Look at that. 3-1 count to Liam Moreno now, and Moreno has scored just the one run this game, despite being on base four times. 3-1 count. Another pitch that he's taken all the way right across the middle for strike number two. 3-2 the count. And Moreno still just trying to get on base any way possible, and he trusts his plate vision. 3-2 count. This one's hit out towards right center field. It'll be Kobayashi under it, and he'll make the catch. Try and make the long throw, and that would have been online, but no runner was going, so Carlson has the cutoff and keeps the runner on second base. First out of the eighth inning, a flyout, and that is out number one. And with that, it will be a mound visit, as it looks like they're going to make the call to the bullpen. A.J. Buonasetta was warming up, and it appears like he'll be coming into the game. But quick break, and when we return, a breakdown on the new pitcher for the Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
And Buonasetta into the game for the Rafters, which means that it is over for Jafet Martinez. He's not able to go a season-high innings like he was hoping for. Rough inning to end it for him. Not usually a multi-inning guy, more used as a short innings relief guy. And threw 32 pitches in the game. Final line on Martinez before Buonasetta takes over, as Martinez ended up going the 1 2/3 innings. He allowed four hits. So far, two runs, both were earned, no walks. He struck out two batters, did not hit anyone with a pitch, no balks, and along with that, no wild pitches. He faced a total of nine batters on the 32 pitches. Hands it off to Buonasetta, who gets the first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike number one. Runner on second base with one out in the top of the eighth inning. It's 9-2 Madison here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Rafters eyeing down their third straight loss, but trying to keep the deficit where it's at as the 0-1 count misses outside for ball number one. Carson Hansen up for the fifth time today. He's trying to collect the Infinity Stones of plate appearances. He has a sacrifice fly, a walk, a double, and a single. 1-1 count, hit out towards left field, running up on it. It will be caught by Clayton, so there's the fly out. This time not a sacrifice as it goes F7 in the books. And well, four RBIs in the game for Carson Hansen. He's not able to add his fifth as the runner stays on second base. Davis Hamilton still over there. And one up, one down for A.J. Buonasetta. And Buonasetta, man, it was a rough first outing for him. He's only appeared in one game for the Rafters and went 2/3 of an inning in that game. And allowed four runs. Only two of them were earned on three walks and two hits. Faced eight batters, only recorded two outs as the first pitch to MJ Swimmy. Sweeney is inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And MJ Sweeney, the son of Mike Sweeney, might know him from his major league days. 1-0 count, swing and a miss, makes it 1-1. And MJ has been struggling this game, 0-4 with three strikeouts. And man, it's uncharacteristic of him. He does strike out a fair bit, but he's usually able to get on base at some point, as the 1-1 count is a swing and a miss for strike number two. But it hasn't really seemed to matter who's on the mound for the Rafters. Three strikeouts this game, and in the fifth inning, it was off of Brent Gallegos. Sixth inning, it was off of Jafet Martinez. In the second inning, he struck out from Noah Marschke. He's been struck out by three different Rafters pitchers, and Rafters hoping that it'll become four. 1-2 count from Buonasetta, looking for his second career strikeout for the Rafters. He looks back towards second, pitch comes home, but instead it's a grounder over towards short. Carlson's there, he'll throw off balance over to first, and got him in time for the 6-3 putout, and that gets us out of the eighth inning. However, two runs come across on the three hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It is 9-2 Madison here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hiroto Kobayashi now stepping into the batter's box for the Rafters as he will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. They are down 9-2 here at Witter Field, and the Rafters looking in the wrong direction right now. They're hoping to get back on track, but A.J. Buonasetta not too bad there in the bottom or the top of the eighth inning, coming in for Jafet Martinez. Martinez, though, a less than anticipated final inning of action before he handed it off, as they were able to put up two runs in the top of the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Hiroto Kobayashi in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Kobayashi 1-3 and a check swing. He didn't go, as it makes it a 1-1 count. Kobayashi, he doubled back in the fourth inning. Grounded out 6-3 in the sixth, however, on eight pitches. 1-1 count, misses inside for ball number two. 2-1 the count, and back in the second inning, it was a swinging strikeout for Kobayashi. So he's had the ups and downs this game, as the 2-1 count barely misses outside, and it's a 3-1 count. Nick Adrian on deck with Royce Clayton Jr. in the hole. That's who's due up in the eighth inning. 3-1 count. It's sent towards right field. Down the line, it will stay fair. Kobayashi on first, and he will stay there as the run sends the player towards first base. Kobayashi, his second hit of the game, and that is a big way to get a leadoff base runner for the Rafters. And looking at Kobayashi this season, he hadn't seen a multi-hit game for a while. Had a couple of them near the end of June. That's his third multi-hit game of the season, though. Leading the team in multi-hit games, it's a tie between a couple of first-half players in Mason Oñate and Noah Ruiz. So waiting for the second-half players to catch up and, well, could be seeing Junior Barajas or Hayden Carlson join that list pretty shortly. But that's not who's up. Nick Adrian, an 0-1 count. He fouls it off to make it 0-2. Adrian 0-for-3 in the game so far. It has not been his day. Trying to stay patient from the plate, and that's been the focus for Adrian, but even still, while he's able to work the count further, he hasn't been able to get on base as much as he would have liked. 0-1 count with the runner on first. Kobayashi is willing to take off, but doesn't need to as Adrian sends this one into left field. That's back-to-back hits to lead off the eighth inning for the Rafters. And Hiroto Kobayashi moves to second.